Tina Till Show, StarCom Radio Network. Tina Albrecht is here to talk about how to create more emotional intimacy in your marriage. 7 tips on how to date your mate. All right, let's get Tina up here. Hey, Tina, welcome. It's Monday. Nice to have you along.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, more emotional intimacy. Who doesn't want this? We're living in a world where intimacy is scarce. 7 tips, huh? Let me see which ones I like here. Foot rubs are good. Let's start out. You know, I'm sure you're talking about foot rubs in your 7 tips. There's a moment in the film Pulp Fiction. Have you ever seen the Pulp Fiction movie?
No.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction, ever?
No.
Oh, my God. Where have you been? Now, you know the movie I'm talking about, right? Quentin Tarantino?
No, actually, I don't watch that.
You have never heard of the film Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino, John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson. You've never heard of that film ever?
Never.
Wow. And what part of the country are you in?
I'm in southwest Colorado outside of Durango.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, maybe that's it. But anyway, the reason I'm belaboring it is it's a cultural icon. I'm trying to think. Have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
I have heard of that one. That one you have heard of.
So have you heard of, like, Casablanca and The Godfather?
Yeah, I've heard of those, but
that's
never
it.
Seen them.
So that's it. So Pulp Fiction is that big. And in Pulp Fiction, the characters have a discussion about how intimate a foot rub is. And the word is that somebody killed another man for rubbing his wife's feet. He saw that as infidelity. It was so intimate. And it just so happens your number one tip on how to date your mate is a foot rub.
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure you understand why I brought up Pulp Fiction, because the whole audience knows that silly conversation. He rubbed her feet. He goes, that's all he had to do was rub her feet. And the husband put a bullet right through his head. How could he do that? Because rubbing feet is the lesson of that whole scene. Rubbing someone's feet is a very, very intimate, very emotional experience. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Well, you tell me, because now that you didn't see the movie, you can see how how brilliant the film is. Because they spent a couple of minutes on screen showing one person who has no idea that a foot rub is anything from the guy next to him, who says a foot rub is a major, major thing. Why is rubbing your partner's feet a way to create more emotional intimacy, do you think?
Well, I think that all of the energetic circuits in our bodies, they come together in the hands and the feet. And we're also on our feet all the time. My husband is he's an arborist. He ends up always, I mean, hours and hours on his feet. And so at the end of the day, particularly, your feet are just, they're kind of worn out. They're throbbing, and having that rubbing just really relaxes you. And that connection, that physical connection between the person's hands and the other person's feet,
right,
is very, very connecting.
Now, I'm almost afraid to ask, but I'm gonna. There's another famous thing I want to tie in here. Chances are you've never heard of this, but still, it's pretty famous. And it comes out of my dad's generation, so you might have heard it as a grandkid or a kid. I heard it as a kid. But some people still use the expression about the feet. Boy, these dogs are barking.
No.
Never heard that? That means your feet ache. When you come in from a long day on your feet, you go, oh my God, these dogs are barking. And it's because when you take your work shoes off, your feet do throb a little bit. You know, they expand a little because you got them out of the work boots. But your feet... Now, this is something I remember that they call reflexology. Every major system in the body goes through the feet for the turnaround of the blood, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how do we take advantage of that? How do we make somebody feel better with a foot rub? Is it a random foot rub, or do you really have to kind of, you know, kind of get your spots down there and know what to do to make the other person feel better?
Sure. Well, then that is That's a great question. To really maximize, I feel like you can use some reflexology, particularly the insides of the feet are connected with the back. And my husband has a lot of back pain and throbbing. Like I said, he's an arborist. He's a mm-hmm. tree worker. He's a landscaper.
Right.
So his back gets really hurting. And when I rub, particularly from the bottom of the foot to the top toward the toe, that will really release a lot of pain in his back. I use essential oils. I'm a fan of doTERRA essential oils. And so then you've got another sense going, right? So you have the smell, you have the feel. It gives you some
You get some aroma. You get some aromatherapy on top of the energy release in the feet.
Right.
Oh, man, you are. By the way, do you have this?
I am in foot rub.
Right?
So you get the smell, then you also get the medicinal benefit of the essential oils going
so
into
I'm just
the
gonna,
body.
Yeah, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm single. Do you have a kid sister? Is there anybody else who has these skills? Wow, you do foot rubs, you do aromatherapy. Now, the next one that you like to do, I love also. So any women that are listening say, you know, Ed really found with that one guest today, she knew all of the stuff Ed likes. So anybody who does want to date me across the country, this would be the show to pay attention to. Here we go. Watch a television show with a no interruptions rule. That is like my idea of love. That is, to me, the absolute apex of the human relationship. It has some psychological effect, right? This isn't just so you can see a TV show. This really puts you in a certain place, right? In a fantasy world, in a let go of all the aggravation of the day world. Talk about why watching a TV program with no interruptions increases emotional intimacy, because I think it does.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, we've got like lots of stuff going on during the day. After the end of the day, there's a lot of energy kind of cooped up, and we need to relax. When you watch a movie together, first of all, there's no verbal interaction, which can be really nice because there aren't any misunderstandings. We're not talking about business. We're not talking about kids or anything else that could possibly increase the stress. It's something that you look forward to, and you just say, for this 30-minute show, we're just going to sit together in the same room, no phone calls, no kids, no business, nothing. And yeah, it does visually and auditorially, it'll stimulate you and take you out of all the stuff that's going on in your life. And that gives you a break, and it can reduce your stress in your day-to-day life and make that connection. Then you have any shared experience together, so you have something to talk about that is different than a lot of the stresses. If you watch something that's funny, laughing together is very, very bonding.
Tina Albrecht is our guest. The book is Bridging the Gap, How to Create More Emotional Intimacy in Your Marriage. By the way, where should people go to order the book? I'm assuming it's available on Amazon. Almost every book is. Is that a starting point?
That is, but the better place, I think, to go is just to my website, ChristinaAlbrecht.com. There is a marriage email, like a free email educational series that people can sign up for, and they get like 4 or 5 just tips, best resources, biggest mistakes, number one tip, those kinds of educational emails, and then they can kind of get a feel for what I have to offer there.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, let's go to my next favorite here. They're all my favorites. Again, this is what I love, okay? Middle of the week, cuddle and catch-up session. You know, it would be good if we would, as a couple, go to our robes. The first one who shows up in the living room in their robe, the other one goes, oh, tonight is catch-up and cuddle night, robes. I think that that's mandatory attire. That's going to be the dress code for the catch-up. But I love this. Why so important to snuggle? I mean, catch-up is one thing. You know, yeah, I got this, I did that, I did this. But really, it's cuddle snuggle that changes your body chemistry in just a couple of minutes. I mean, right away, your temperature and your blood pressure are all positively impacted. Talk about the importance of this. Why is this essential to create more emotional intimacy?
Sure. So the reason I have it, it's called cuddle and catch up, is because it depends on where you are in your marriage, how physically intimate you're comfortable with, right? So if you are already close and you've got the physical intimacy, man, once a week, pre-planned, get dressed up, put on perfume, whatever, that is so important to train your brain for, now I'm going to totally relax and it's just you and me, and we're just going to connect on this physically intimate way. Why is it important? I think that's being physically intimate in a marriage, I think, is so much the glue of a marriage. I think it's relaxing, it reduces stress, it bonds the couple, it chemically, it's just super, super important. If you're not there yet, you can still work with the little daily connections until you feel ready. But if nothing else, sometimes for wives, I'll tell them, you know, get dressed up and put your bathrobe on. If you can't get into a completely intimate experience, then at least get dressed up, because you feel so much better. You relax so much. You're so much less stressed.
Yep.
For a husband, talk about stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's, you know, it's just good old-fashioned basics. You know, it really is. It's not about any stuff that you have to run to the mall and get. If it's, you know, if it requires going to the mall, it's not what we're doing right now. Oh, man, I love your approach. Have you always been an expert in this area? How did you get this focus and this passion? I love it, but it's, you know what I mean? It is, the world is so hurry, transactional, you know, swipe the screen, touch the screen. It's all things and items. I love that you dwell in this world of emotional intimacy. How did you get this passion and this, give yourself this mission in life? Because I love that you do it.
Oh, thank you. Well, so what happened is my husband and I got married. We were both very aware of divorce rates and marital issues, and so we were kind of hesitant and concerned about how are we going to be happily married. And then it turned out that for about the first 10 years, we really struggled. My husband is self-employed, which is a lot of stress for him, and he's a physical worker, which then you've got the environmental stress. And there was just so much pulling us apart that then after about 10 years and three kids, we just said, this is just not working. We have too much stress. We're not connecting. It's kind of scary. Where's our friendship?
Wow.
We don't enjoy being together. And it was really, really rough. And so at that 10-year mark, approximately, it was about nine, we decided we were going to do a weekly planning session where we would go through a very strict agenda, which is in the book, the actual agenda that we worked on.
Right.
Once a week, we would just verbally take some time and talk about the week and how can we support each other. The other thing we did at that time was we said we will not criticize each other, because sometimes when we're super stressed, we'll just start, you know, snapping or bossing each other around, or one of us will kind of try to get out of the way while the other one's bulldozing.
Right.
And so we just said we're going to be really conscious of our words and make sure that we're not intending to be critical, and we're watching the way we're coming across. So those were some big turning points. But then several years later, I just said, you know what? What's going to really help us connect on a day-to-day basis? Because the weekly thing was a total lifesaver. But how can we just, like we were dating. Well, obviously, when we were dating, we didn't have kids. At least we didn't have, because some people
right.
do. But we didn't have kids at the time.
Right, right.
And I was going to school, and he was working for someone. And so our time was much more open. And we would spend as much time as we could together. But then when we got married, it was all about, you know, making a living and reaching our goals, and we didn't have that same when we would come together. Man, we were stressed. It wasn't fun. We weren't nurturing our marriage. We were just kind of falling, falling asleep or
collapsing, you know, in the same direction. Like, right? Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get
it. I'm going, okay, what really would work after 15 years of marriage and 3 kids? Because the activities are different than when you're dating and you're younger and you've got more time and you're less stressed.
I mean, it is so amazing that you have 3 kids, too. I mean, that's not easy to have all of this attention and energy into your relationship, notwithstanding raising 3, and he's self-employed. I mean, you guys really are extraordinary in that sense. Wow. So you want people to go to ChristinaAlbrecht.com. That's ChristinaAlbrecht.com. Mm-hmm. And people should order the book, Bridging the Gap, How to Create More Emotional Intimacy in Your Marriage. And there's hope for everybody here, right? I mean, people need to know if they genuinely had something to begin with in their relationship, there are ways to get it back, right?
Absolutely. And that's, again, in the book, 4 steps of relationship building, how relationships deteriorate and how to rebuild. And I will tell you one other thing, Ed. The book is being published this month. It's not quite published yet.
Oh, okay.
So people who want the information,
right,
just go to the website, sign up, you'll be connected to the blog, and that's where
awesome
the information will come out. But it's within, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. We're right at the
final editing. Goodness. Well, then I look forward. We'll get you right back as soon as it hits. This will be great, Christina. Thank you so much. A real pleasure joining you today. And you know, especially on Monday, this can be a very aggravating day for people. Thanks for visiting with us today on More Emotional Intimacy in Marriage. 7 tips on how to date your mate from ChristinaAlbrecht.com. Go there. Bridging the Gap is the book. All right. Thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
You got it. ChristinaAlbrecht.com. Go to the website, order Bridging the Gap, How to Create More Emotional Intimacy in Your Marriage. Oh, God.